Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey, and again, we always appreciate your time and your willingness to log in and click on the podcast and get a little bit of instruction as the morning begins and as we go out to joyfully, hopefully joyfully, serve the Lord, as the Bible says, to serve the Lord with gladness. And I wanted to read Psalm 115 and verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. God's people, Israel, were crying out to God for deliverance here in this passage. And while they were doing this, they were facing the criticism of idolaters. And they literally questioned the God of Israel, as the people of Israel were as they were crying out to God for deliverance. So you think about the scenario here, you think about here, the God's people need deliverance. They're crying out for deliverance, but the people they need deliverance from are mocking them. And this is what they said: where is now their God? Where is now their God? You know, there's a lot of people in this world that kind of have the same question. For us to make such a big fuss about some things, where is your God? You know, when bad things happen, when tragedy, when shootings at public schools happen, they say, where is God? Well, let me ask you this. Where is Satan? Satan is in that young man that shot up the children, and Satan's in the mass murderer that is involved. Satan never gets blamed. It's amazing to me. God always gets blamed for everything. But it's the same old story. Nothing's new under the sun. And here we are all the way back in these biblical days, and here they scoff, where is now their God? And here the psalmist provides a reply to that dumb question. Our God is in the heaven, above the earth, above every authority, high up, where false idols, could never be. God is in his place of power. He's in his place of providence. He's in his place of preeminence. He says, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. What is God doing? Well, can I answer simply? Whatever he wants. This is the conviction that the people of God had while the heathen engaged in allegiance to idols. And these idols couldn't see, they couldn't hear, they couldn't speak, they couldn't feel, they couldn't smell. And the children of Israel were serving a God that is alive and well, and yet couldn't be seen by the physical eye. Here's what's interesting. The idols that the heathen are worshiping could be seen, but the idol couldn't see. You see, we worship a God that can't be seen, but who sees all things. And there's the big difference. And he will be seen one day, by the way. You see, the psalmist here was pleading with God for help by asking God to vindicate himself for his own glory. And all the while, he was proclaiming that he could. He was asking God to do it, and he was proclaiming that God could do it. You see, you and I live in a world that is constantly mocking and criticizing and making fun of our God. And if we're not careful, we can become disheartened by the condition of our world and even the circumstances. And, you know, nowadays people insist on seeing their God in a human way while they cling to their idols, criticize our Christianity, and they come against God. Remind yourself, and I need to remind myself, that our God sits in heaven all by himself, no other gods. Sovereign, supreme, on his own, and he is doing whatever he pleases. Now listen to me. No wonder they can't see him, because he doesn't answer to anybody. He sits over everybody. He is in total control of everything, and he does what's right every time. So you and I need to draw strength from that truth and rejoice that we serve the one true God. Here, let me give you some encouragement before I go this morning. He will vindicate himself. The psalmist here is saying, God, you know, please don't let them say this about you. And it's still going on in 2023, but God will vindicate himself, and the day will come that they will quit saying those things. You know, the Bible says that God deserves all the glory. And the reason he deserves all the glory is because he is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleased. He's the only God. And let's give him all the glory today. And let's remember, let's not let our surroundings discourage us from the truth we know that God is above all, over all, has authority over all, and he is our all in all. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.